You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong, new last name. And recently, I have had several opportunities to be with my family. As we all know, during this pandemic, we have been socially distancing from everyone, including family, and not being able to gather in large groups. And I come from a pretty large family. But after enjoying my daughter's birthday last Friday, and then having somewhat of an unscheduled family day yesterday for Labor Day because my newlywed cousin came into town, I realized how important family time is to me. As we were leaving my aunt's house last night, my son said, "Mommy, I love having times like we did today." And my reply to him was, "Me too, son. Me too." As I drove away thinking about all the laughs we had, because when we get together, it is pure comedy with my family, me being probably the ringleader, laughing and mocking and reminiscing about things that made us laugh long time ago. But as I was driving away and I was thinking about how much we laughed, I knew that family time needed to be prioritized a whole lot more in my life. Now, that's not to say we just about to be reckless out here and not follow the rules and, you know, stuff like that. But I realized even more that I want my home to be full of laughter. I want my home to be full of joy and good vegetables. No, I'm still not eating meat, y'all. Even though my brother had the nerve to bring a ton of meat wrapped in foil from a barbecue that he did over to my aunt's house. But anyway, he didn't have any grilled veggies for me, so I could not partake. But this morning, as I was just laying in the bed talking to the Lord, I just realized how much the family unit means to him too. That's why he designed it the way he did. You know, as I was reading and studying Proverbs 19, there were a few verses that talked about how children are to be with their parents and how parents are to ensure that we discipline our children and all of that good stuff. And, you know, I was just like, man, family is so important to me. You know, even when I was living in Texas, and I used to miss my family so much when I was living in Texas. And I was telling somebody the other day or recently, I was like, you know, when I was in Texas, I was very intentional about when I came back home to Mississippi that the family, we would get together, or I would be coming home for an event where all the family was together. And now that I live here again, it's like we don't get together hardly at all. But when we do, we have such a great time, and we always are like, oh, we need to do this more often. We need to do this more often. But I realized we have to make it a priority. We have to be intentional about how we spend our time. And that's for everything. You have to be intentional about how you spend your time. Like, if you want to hear from God more, you got to be intentional about how you get in position to hear from him more. You know, God designed the whole family unit. Like the way we feel when we're around family, when we're having fun and all that, God designed it to be exactly that way. And so anyway, as I was reading and studying the book of Proverbs, we're in chapter 19. Here are a few other things that stood out to me that I believe it's important for us to take a look at and for us to just live more intentionally wise lives. I really think Proverbs should be required reading. Okay. But let's get into what stood out for me today. All right, let's do it. All right, y'all, let's jump right into this scriptural Bible study, Proverbs 19. This is what I got. Now, I'd be curious to hear what stood out for you. Make sure you go to anchor.fm and find the On Assignment by God podcast and click on the little button where you can leave me a message, because I'd love to hear what stood out for you as you read Proverbs 19, because I hope you read Proverbs 19, okay? You got to read it. You got to stay with me. You got to keep rocking with me, okay? Because the Lord speaks to us through his word. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so this is what I read and also what he said. Number one, enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Being hasty causes you to make mistakes. And I was looking at that, and as I was reading it, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, don't be so anxious or overzealous without talking to me about it. Don't be so quick to act before you talk to me. Be sure to get knowledge from me first. Otherwise, your quickness to do it can cause errors. So as I was looking at that, I'm like, okay, that makes so much sense, because of course it makes sense. It's wisdom. Proverbs is wisdom. It's like Proverbs equal wisdom. But it's true. Anytime I've ever like just up and did something without even thinking about it, without talking to God about it, it kind of put me in a situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, there have been some things that I didn't get God's permission on and just did it. And then I found myself in a situation. And point number two is, don't be mad at God for something that you foolishly did. Because, and I've never been the type of person that gets mad at God. I don't know why. It could be just my religious upbringing. Like, you know, certain things you just didn't do. I've never been the one. First of all, it's okay if you are mad at him, because he can deal with that. You know what I'm saying? He's God, so he knows you anyway. So trying to pretend like you're not mad at him when he know good and well you're mad at him. But I've never been the type to where I was mad at him. I just never saw that as, first of all, beneficial at all. But then I just never felt that way about God. I just never felt like I should be mad at him. And maybe I just had the understanding of it ain't got nothing to do with him. It's got more to do with me and my decision. So point number two is, don't be mad at God for something you foolishly did. Point number three, don't think you can lie on someone or about something and get away with it. You won't. See, a lot of times we out here like, oh, they lied on me or they did. Check this out. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You ain't got to worry about if people out here lying on you or lying about something. They won't get away with it. Like the Bible tells us, they won't get away with it. And I think we get caught up in, oh, they didn't get caught when it happened, or they didn't get caught within a certain time frame. But God's timing is not our timing. And we have to be okay with that. We just have to trust that the Bible says you will not get away with lying on somebody or about something. You just won't. Point number four, good sense plus understanding equals success. I don't even think I need to go into detail about that one. Good sense, having good sense and having understanding, you're going to have success. You ain't got no sense, you ain't got no understanding, you're going to fail. That's not what it says, but I'm just saying, I just took the opposite of it. But anyway, point number five, having some insight will give you patience. As I read that, the Holy Spirit said, things may not be happening how you want or when you want, but seek me for insight, because this will help you understand better and help you wait patiently. And as I heard that, I immediately thought about, even if I don't understand something, God is going to give me peace about it, because his word says that he will give me a peace that surpasses understanding. So even when I don't understand why this hadn't happened yet, or why it ain't, you know, how I want it to be or whatever, even if I'm lacking in understanding, I'm gaining peace when I just take that thing to the Lord and be like, Lord, I don't even understand why this is happening the way it's happening. And the Lord gives us peace about it, because he gives us peace that surpasses even your understanding. Point number six, don't be a foolish child. Like, tell your children that that's what the Bible says. But also, even us as children of God, we aren't to be foolish. Okay? Like, don't be a foolish child, because being a foolish child can get you in some serious, you know, situations that you probably don't want to be in. Don't be a nagging wife. I looked at that. I was like, ew. Don't be a nagging wife. Y'all, it's in the Bible. It's Proverbs 19:13. Don't be a nagging wife. Being a nagging wife is like an endless drip. You know how something just like a faucet just dripping, eventually it's like going to get on your nerves and you just going to be like, ah! That's basically what will happen if you are a nagging wife. Speaking of wife, you can inherit a house and wealth from your parents, but a wise wife can only come from God. So men, you listen, you can get all these different things. You can inherit stuff from your parents. You can inherit a house. You can inherit wealth. You can inherit certain things, but you can't inherit a wise wife. That only comes from God. That's good news. Like, your wife should come from God. A wise wife, a sensible wife, can only come from God. So y'all know yesterday we read, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and gets favor from the Lord. So today we see a wise wife can only come from God. Okay, men, hope y'all out here listening. She got to come from God. Okay, she can't be coming from somewhere else. She got to come from God. Point number 7, 8, I don't know which number I'm on, but laziness will make you go hungry. You should know that. The Bible says a man that don't work don't eat, right? So laziness will make you go hungry. Point number 9, when you are obedient and keep commands, you preserve your life. But when you don't care and you just out there wilding out, being disobedient, you will die. It is right there in the Bible. Like, I'm pointing to my Bible because it's literally right there. Kindness to the poor is a loan to the Lord, and he will reward the lender. Did y'all know that? We are the hands and feet of Jesus. So we are to be kind to the poor. The Bible says kindness to the poor is a loan to the Lord. Not that he needs our loan. He does need us. He needs us to be his vessels on the earth. I was about to say he don't need our money, because he doesn't really need our money, but he needs us to carry out his purpose on the earth. He needs our hands, our feet. So he needs us to be kind to the poor. And he will reward us for doing that. He will reward us for doing that. Like, you are blessed to be a blessing. So when he rewards you as the lender to the poor, right? You be kind to the poor. He rewards you. You are to be, you know, even more of a blessing. God gives us more so that we can be even more of a blessing. Discipline your children while there is hope. Otherwise, you will ruin their lives. Y'all, this is so important. As a mother, I feel like the weight of being a parent is quite weighty, but you can only do it effectively with God. Like, you can't really... you just can't do it without God, basically. Disciplining your children requires you having a relationship with the Lord. Because I'm going to be honest, when I discipline my children, it takes so much from me. Like, I just have to steal away to my prayer closet, because I'm like, man, I don't want to have to whoop the kid if they, you know, did something. But you got to discipline them. You know, the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. And it's not to beat them or abuse them or anything, but you have to discipline your children while there's hope. You know, people say, you better get them together before they be getting you together. You know, like, you can't be letting them grow all up thinking they can say anything and do anything in your house. The Bible says, discipline them while there is hope. Otherwise, you'll ruin their lives. I think I'm on point number 12, 13. Not sure, but hot-tempered people must pay the penalty. If you rescue them once, you have to do it again. You know them people, they hot-headed. And you always be like, come on, man, come on. Girl, come on, don't be getting out. Every time, if you rescue them one time, the Bible says you will have to do it again. And it's true. You keep having to pull people like, nah, don't go crazy. You always pulling that hot-tempered friend out of situations. Remember I said yesterday, you got to watch who you call friend. You might just need to pray for that hot-tempered person from afar and stop being in situations with them, because you'll be done got yourself in a situation being with a hot-tempered person. Like, you always going to have to rescue them. You always going to be the rescue team when you hang around hot-tempered people. The next one says, get all the advice and instruction you can so you will be wise the rest of your life. Like, every day you wake up, you should be seeking the kingdom of God. You should be seeking wisdom. You should be, you know, like, we're reading Proverbs now. And like I said, Proverbs is really, it should be required reading for wisdom. I promise you, I wish I had known some of these things before, and I probably wouldn't have been as foolish as I was, you know, in my past. But get all the advice and instruction you can so that you will be wise the rest of your life. And here we go with this one again. This one, it's been in every chapter of Proverbs, it seems like. But you can make all the plans you want, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. See, God has a bigger dream for us than the American dream. Did you know that? Like, the American dream, you know, the house with the white picket fence and the two cars, three cars, whatever. Like, God has something way bigger for us than the American dream. He made us for greater things. We all have unique callings for our lives, and we are to seek him and his calling for our lives. Seek means attempt to find. It means ask for help in finding. Like, we need to be like, Lord, show me what you want me to do. You know, because that's why we're here. We're not just here to be taking up space on the earth. We're here to do his will. We got a calling on our lives, and it's a unique calling for us specifically. Like, I'm not called to what you're called to. Now, we may be operating in the same spaces, but God has called each one of us for a specific thing to do in our lives. So we are to seek him and seek the calling that he has for our lives through seeking him. In the Bible, seek means to seek God's presence, seek his face. So when we waking up in the morning, the first thing we need to do is seek his presence and seek his face. I heard Dr. Miles Monroe say, I'd rather be where God is versus where he used to be. Let that sink in. You want to go where the Lord, you want to be where the Lord is. You want to go where the Lord is, not where he used to be. Because, you know, some places he ain't there no more. And you trying to be there and he ain't there no more. And you can tell he ain't there no more. Okay. And then finally, those who make fun of others will be judged. Did you know that? I know, you know, when we was kids and immature adults, we make fun of people. But did you realize that you're going to be judged for doing it? Like, we shouldn't be making fun of people, because I tell my kids, God created that person. Like, you over there talking about the person, God created them too. So you're talking about God's masterpiece. That ain't good. That ain't good. You're going to be judged for this. So don't do that. Listen, I don't know about you, but like I said, I think Proverbs really should be required reading for everybody. I'm talking about starting in kindergarten. Instead of Dr. Seuss, we need to be reading Proverbs. We need to be reading the book of Proverbs. If you know somebody and they're new to reading the Bible, send them straight to Proverbs, okay? So they can learn how to be wise. I thank God that even though some of this stuff I didn't know before, I thank God I'm getting it now. I thank God that he's given us another day to be wise and another day to follow his way. And that's how you wrap up another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Y'all should have seen the little roll I did, like when I said the daily blog and podcast. All right, y'all. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? That's your first assignment question. And then number two, what verse really stood out for you today? Like, what was that revelatory verse that stood out for you? Now, y'all know I always be looking at the verses with wisdom about being a wife, because I want to be a wise wife. And so that verse, of course, stood out to me, but also the verses about making sure that as a parent, I'm disciplining my children now. It says, while there is hope, like while you have the chance, you are to discipline your children and not wait, you know, on somebody else to do it. Like, we are in a situation with this pandemic where your children are not in school more than they're at home. They're now at home more than they're at school. And so you have the opportunity to discipline your children yourself. But you're probably like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I know that's the perfect place to be in to seek God, you know, on how to do it. How should I do this, Lord? That's the question you should be asking God during your conversations with him in the morning. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things will be added to you, including how to parent your children, including how to live a life of purpose, including how to generate wealth and leave an inheritance for your children's children's children. You know, like all the things. Seek God first. That's it. Like, that's the wise thing to do. Seek God first in everything. And then finally, number three, share this post. Share this message with someone who needs to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Let them know about the podcast. What we like to do is just continue to grow what God has started here at On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Like, God started this back in March when he told me in a conversation to share our conversations, the conversations that he and I have. And so that's what I've obediently been doing each and every day. And so I thank you guys so much for listening. I thank you guys so much for rocking with me, for reading, for listening, for sharing, all that good stuff. I appreciate you so much. So do me a favor, come back tomorrow. We're going to be talking about Proverbs chapter 20. Okay, we just making our way through the book of Proverbs. I'm just proud of you. I just want to pause and say that I'm just so proud of you. And I know God is looking at us seeking him first through prayer, first thing in the morning, and then just reading his word and journaling and taking notes. He's really proud of us for doing that, because we are being obedient and seeking him first before we do anything else. All right. Thank y'all for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.